Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, my name is BJ Berry. Welcome to 100 Music Legends, with the stories of the 100 most important songs that you most definitely should know. Today we feature the song Sweet Home Alabama by Southern rock band Lynyrd Skynyrd. Sweet Home Alabama, but I'm coming home to you. First of all, a little bit of history about this band. They still tour, and they still release albums, or by today's standards, CDs. The core of the band comes from Gainesville, Florida, just a few hours' drive from Alabama. After several band names, they had decided to name the band after the high school teacher who had prosecuted them because of their long hair. His name was Lynyrd Skynyrd. This became the cryptic Lynyrd Skynyrd Band, which appeared on the cover of their very first album in phonetic transcription, so that one could be sure that the name was pronounced correctly. Lynyrd Skynyrd. Listen and repeat. Lynyrd Skynyrd. So we're talking about the prototype of Southern rock, with a mix of blues, honky-tonk, and a good shot of country. And then there was the outlaw attitude. We're from the South, we're the Confederates, and we really don't care. In Lynyrd Skynyrd's case, there were three main points when you saw them live. A Southern Confederate flag on stage, lots of drinking and boozing, and three guitars, something that hadn't been used before. And what, of course, determined the sound considerably was many riffs, many fill-ins, and always a slide guitar. Especially live, this combination came into its own. Lots of groove and lots of sound weaving. Now back to Sweet Home Alabama. The song was the first track on Lynyrd Skynyrd's second album, Second Helping, and the first song on Side A, and also their only single that made it to the top 10 of the charts. It was born out of a guitar riff that one of the three guitarists, Gary Rossington, kept picking away at before rehearsals. These three chords would become the band's trademark. And then finally, lead singer Ronnie Van Zant finally wrote some lyrics to the riff. And here, we start with the legends, the quarrels, and the rumors about this song. The question actually is it okay to like this song? And we'll try to answer that question by the end of this podcast. But first, the homework. Neil Young had recorded two songs from his album After the Gold Rush with Southern Man. Southern Man, better keep your head. Don't forget what your good book said. And then the song Alabama from his previous album Harvest.
Oh, Alabama, the devil with the best laid plan.
Which described the South as racist, conservative, and left behind. An affront, of course, for a band that defined itself, above all, as a Southern band. That's why there's a mention of Old Neil in the second verse of Sweet Home Alabama. Well, I heard Mr. Neil sing about her. Well, I heard Old Neil put her down. Well, I hope Neil Young will remember a Southern man doesn't need him around anyhow. Hard words, right? Seldom in the music business is it that direct. It's usually done in metaphors. But this had a real name and a real postal address. Ronnie Van Zant of Lynyrd Skynyrd seemed to be really mad. The lead singer once said, "We thought that Neil was shooting all the ducks in order to kill one or two." In other words, the Southern boys thought Neil's lyrics were too superficial and one-sided, and that's why they wanted to do something about it. And because cowboys usually wear black hats in this whole outlaw thing, they had shot a very special targeted billiard ball in Neil Young's direction. Or pool ball, as they call them down south. But that's not the only point that causes headaches here. By today's standards of equality, can you really sing along with this song? There's a mention of the governor of Alabama and the city of Birmingham. both of them known for their pro-racial segregation. In Birmingham itself, there had been the worst riots with the Ku Klux Klan and other types of radical right groups and politicians. And these mentions or lyrics in this song were the chorus, right? Sweet Home Alabama. And there are other statements by lyricist Ronnie Van Zant. In that same verse, one forgets again and again that after the mention of Birmingham, there's a clear boo, hoo, oo. That's the irony in this game, which is clearly underlined by the boo, hoo, ooing. So the question becomes, is this a right-winged forerunner dressed in a rock star outfit? Some might say, yes. Anyway, Lynyrd Skynyrd had no easy destiny as a band. At the height of their success in the 1970s, after a gig in South Carolina in October of 1977, the band got on a charter plane to take them to their next gig in Louisiana. During the flight, the fuel ran out, and during the emergency landing, the plane crashed. And Ronnie Van Zant, along with guitarist Steve Gaines and his sister, background singer Cassie Gaines, all died. The rest of the band were seriously injured, and Lynyrd Skynyrd had died in the truest sense of the word. It wasn't until 1987 that a reunion occurred with Johnny Van Zant, the younger brother of Ronnie, and he took the role of lead singer. Sweet Home Alabama is not only a hit unto itself, but it's also given a world hit to an artist that has performed and reformed Lynyrd Skynyrd's band several times. Kid Rock himself has indulged in this Southern anthem, or deep Southern mentality, with his plagiaristic song, All Summer Long.
Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
But the last words to Sweet Home Alabama are left to the man who unintentionally inspired this song. Neil Young said, "My own song, Alabama, really deserves the rubbing off by Lynyrd Skynyrd's great song. I don't like my lyrics anymore when I hear them. It's accusing and condescending, not really thought through, and very misleading." Okie dokie, so I guess I can just keep ordering my beer at the old honky-tonk bar and just snap my fingers to this great opening riff of Sweet Home Alabama, right? Or maybe not. And by the way, the lyricist of this song, the late, great Ronnie Van Zant, has always been a big Neil Young fan, and he's also been seen at Neil Young concerts. But not only that, he was once also featured on Neil Young's album cover with a promo t-shirt on. Just check the cover on Neil Young's Tonight's Tonight LP. And so, the story goes with the song Sweet Home Alabama. Is it just a simple honky-tonk song that everyone loves to sing along to? Or is it a song that promotes and reflects the evil ways of Southern culture in America? Give Lynyrd Skynyrd a listen, and you be the judge. Before we let you go, we'd like to remind you to subscribe to our podcast and check out our playlist on Apple Music and Spotify. While you're there, make a song request. Go to 100greatsongs.com. We'll see you in a while.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.